Michael Phelps has had quite a haul from the Beijing Olympics, 8 gold medals, and now he's looking at another big take, millions of dollars in endorsements. But fame has been fickle for many past Olympic champions, which raises the question of how long Phelps' time in the commercial spotlight will last. NPR's Jim Zaroli caught up with Phelps yesterday at a promotional appearance in New York and filed this report.
In the water, Michael Phelps is a superb competitor who stares down the world's best swimmers. Taking on the New York City press corps is another matter. Phelps was in New York yesterday for interviews and appearances. A press conference at the McBurney YMCA attracted slightly fewer TV cameras than the conviction of Martha Stewart. Wearing jeans and a bright blue jersey, Phelps ladled out plenty of all shucks amiability.
Once I get back to Baltimore, I want to see my dog. That's one thing. I miss the little guy, and I'm just hoping he remembers me when I actually see him.
The visit to the Y was a promotional appearance for Visa, which sponsors a kids' exercise program. The 23-year-old swimmer has been a spokesman for Visa since he was a teenager. But these days, Phelps' endorsement schedule is crowded. Ask how many products he's endorsing, and Phelps has to stop and count.
Right now, it's Speedo, Visa, AT&T, Omega.
All told, he endorses HBO, 7 products. Kellogg's. His agent says Phelps, who's hoping to compete in the next Olympics, could earn $100 million from endorsements over his lifetime. Phelps doesn't just endorse anything.
My agent sees everything and sees it all firsthand and takes care of it all. But you know, I think it's really sort of what fits into my life, you know, what do I use?
That is, he'll only endorse products he actually uses. Phelps really admires Michael Jordan and says he hopes to do for swimming what Jordan did for basketball. He also wants Jordan's successful endorsement career.
I remember going through the grocery store when I was a kid and having the Gatorade jug, and I'd stick my hand up against it to try to see if my hand was as big as his, and I never could get around the whole jug.
But brand consultant Eli Portnoy questions whether Phelps has the shelf life of a Michael Jordan. He says Phelps has a genuineness and an honesty that people like, but he says Olympic athletes fall off the public radar pretty quickly.
They do their thing, and they do well, and then they're sort of out of circulation for another 4 years. And so their value, their marketability, their earning potential goes down because they're important, but they're not nearly as important as somebody who stays in the public eye on a regular basis.
Phelps thinks his case can be different. He says he hopes to give the sport of swimming a higher profile.
The sport has changed so much already, and people are already ready, you know, looking at the sport differently than they have before. So, you know, I think that, you know, the opportunity that I have now is something that you know, I really have to take advantage of, you know, to really try to grab more people's attention and bring them into the sport.
That's what Phelps was doing yesterday. After the press conference was over, he climbed into the pool to teach some kids how to swim.
Ready?
Ready. Go.
While dozens of photographers snapped his picture, Phelps did what he does best. He swam.
Good job, guys.
Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.